Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. We, like others, would like to thank you for the way in which we are proceeding here this afternoon. We support very much the approach that you have chosen. Thanks also to the ISU for putting this together. It's very good to work this way because it's challenging us. It's getting us out of the comfort zone of prepared statements. And in that spirit, I'm happy to share with colleagues a number of observations from our delegation. Like others, I think at the outset, the most important takeaway here is that this way of putting these things together show us really where commonalities lie. So that's a very good starting point. Now, bullet by bullet, if you allow, on the first bullet, here we would actually propose not to start with technologies, but start with weapons. So basically turn this around, because in our view, we should, of course it is about enabling technologies, but what we want to do here is we want to talk about technologies. We want to talk about weapons based on certain technologies. That should be at the center. We have also often discussed that we should not create the impression that the technologies are the problem per se. It's when the technologies are used in weapon systems in specific ways. So that's one of our first observations. Turn this around. On the second bullet, we very much like that. Once activated, that's the starting point, really. On the third bullet, here we have a number of terms. And we have no major problems with those terms, but we do not think all are equally important. For instance, in our view, identify is perhaps less important. It could, for instance, a target could be identified by another component of a system. Key for us, really, and that's what I would like to stress, is select and engage. Also, the notion of tracking seems to us not to be on the same level of importance as select and engage. On the next bullet point, this is for us the key, apply force, as others have said. Lethality for us, it's not absolutely essential. It's not very useful indeed, as colleagues before me have just said, including Belgium and Brazil. There is a good list of arguments on, you know, why it is not a wise approach to restrict all our work to lethality. A lot of papers, a lot of contributions were made. I would also refer to the set of points put together by the State of Palestine in the response to your submission. Many of those points, they basically summarize the discussions that we had. If lethality is important, and we understand, of course, that's what's the key here in many ways, but it's not always the intention. So we need a common understanding that it's not, lethality is not a design criteria, but that's one of the effects that, of course, is of great importance. So let's keep on the table systems that are potentially lethal due to their direct or indirect effects. The next bullet, without direct or without concurrent, you will see in footnote 10 that this is a Swiss proposal. It probably was the result of a late night compilation. We actually are also very much okay with without further control. We're not fixated on the direct control. It's probably a little bit too restrictive, thinking about it a second time here. And then, of course, the key is human intervention. And like others, we would say probably a nominal input is not enough. It has to be a sufficient human act that qualifies this as a human intervention. If we go to the concept of operator, as, for instance, our colleague from the Republic of Korea has suggested, that's also possible. But in that case, perhaps we would prefer to see the addition of human, so a human operator. That would be important for us. A human operator with the ability to control. So these are just some first reactions for preliminary nature. And of course, we're making all of these kind of in the vacuum. Of course, it depends what's before, what's after, and in what context it is. Just some preliminary remarks. Thank you.